An invitation to perform three nights at Carnegie Hall is a privilege granted to only a handful of visiting orchestras. What do you think made it possible for the Czech Philharmonic to earn this opportunity?
Yes, it's true that it's a great privilege. And I think that what is behind that invitation is a long-term work of my colleagues at the Czech Philharmonic. It all started in 2014. When we were invited for one concert with Jiří Bělohlávek as music director, and that one concert was very successful. It was sold out, and that led to a re-invitation in 2018 with two concerts. This time it was already with our current music director, Maestro Semyon Byčkov. And after this small residency, we have immediately started working on 2024 because we knew it would be what we call Year of Czech Music with many Czech composers' anniversaries. And also the relationship between Clive Gillinson, the CEO of Carnegie Hall, and his team, and between the team of the Czech Philharmonic has been very good, which means that we discuss programs, we try to make them in a way that also sells very well in New York, and that applies, for example, to the choice of soloists, not only to the repertoire. So shortly, it has been 10 years of work on the relationship itself and also gradually adding concerts that we perform in New York.
So can you tell us a bit about what's planned for each of the three concert programs?
We call it Czech Music Week in New York. So it's mostly Czech music, but not only. There is a connection between the three concerts, and this connection is provided by concertos by Antonín Dvořák. So the first night will be with the cello concerto played by Jojo Ma. The second night, violin concerto played by Gil Shehem, and the third night, piano concerto played by Daniil Trifonov. These are soloists that were agreed both by Carnegie Hall and us. And in the second part of each program, there will be a major work connected to the Czech Philharmonic. So first night will be My Country by Smetana, exactly half of it, so the first three tone poems. The second night will be Mahler Symphony No. 5. And of course, Mahler is an Austrian composer, but a composer who was born in a small town that is now part of the Czech Republic. And in Mahler's music, there are influences of Austrian, German, Jewish, Czech, and other types of Central European music. So we consider Mahler one of our main composers. And the third night is Glagolitic Mass by Leoš Janáček, and there the Czech Philharmonic will be joined by four soloists and by the Prague Philharmonic Choir that is also part of our organization. And the choir will also perform a separate concert on the 6th of December with Czech choral works. And on top of this, they will sing on the 4th of December at 2 p.m. at the Times Square, a short 20-minute program for the general public.
And that, I believe, will offer a mix of Czech carols and American gospel songs.
Exactly, because that's already before Christmas, so it will be a program with a Christmas atmosphere.
We should also mention that alongside the Czech Philharmonic and the Prague Philharmonic Choir, Czech Week at Carnegie Hall will also feature the Pavel Haas Quartet.
Exactly. Pavel Haas Quartet is the probably most famous Czech chamber ensemble, definitely the most famous string quartet. And there will be one more concert in the Bohemian National Hall on the first night, that means on Monday, December the 2nd, and this will put together musicians from the Czech Philharmonic, namely the orchestra Academy of the Czech Philharmonic, so the most talented students, and also students from the Royal Academy of Music in London. And the third group will be American students from the United States Youth Orchestra that is connected directly to Carnegie Hall. So four Czech students that will perform Dvořák's American Quartet, four American students that will perform an excerpt from Wynton Marsalis's quartet, and British students will perform Elgar, and then all of them together will form a chamber orchestra led by Jiří Vodička, our concertmaster, and they will play together Dvořák's String Serenade. So this will be the very beginning of the week.
What about Czech audiences? Will they have a chance to experience the unique atmosphere at the Carnegie Hall?
Definitely. First of all, we are bringing with us a lot of our supporters from the Czech Republic who want to experience live the atmosphere of New York and of the Carnegie Hall concert. But even more important is the date of December the 4th, because we wanted, for the first time, we wanted to stream part of one of the concerts to the audiences abroad, and of course the most important is our home Czech audience. So the three poems of Smetana's Má vlas, Vyšehrad, Vltava and Šárka will be streamed on the 4th of December at 8 o'clock Prague time, and they will be available to anybody who wants to experience the New York concerts, because they will be on the YouTube channel of the Czech Philharmonic, and it will be free of charge for everybody who wants to see it.
And finally, what does it mean for the Czech Philharmonic to perform in one of the world's most famous concert hall?
First of all, it's always a great excitement for everybody, because the most famous halls, no matter where they stand, if it's Suntory Hall in Tokyo, if it's NCPA in Beijing, if it's Carnegie Hall in New York, Royal Albert Hall, you always feel the tradition and you always get a great audience, because these halls have a very loyal and very educated audiences. So it's always excitement, privilege. Of course, we're nervous because it's important to play well. But I think that above all, it's something that for the musicians themselves means a very special occasion, and they always